Hey babies, it's laundry day. I'm laundry boy, and you know this is my time to shine. This is when I, you know, I'm at my best. I feel my best. I do really love having time off. Today's time off and next couple days, and just having turned on this recording, I feel a sense of gratitude for that and for the life I have and for the people in my life and for you and for just the way things have just sort of fallen. Right now I'm looking at this really kind of great color combination between the flag I made of a painting when I was a kid on a blanket, blue blotches with a yellow banana pillow, and a vintage ninja mask on the wall of my Japanese apartment. You know, that's pretty gay. Or maybe it's just arty, you know. What's the difference? So yeah, I think I've been on these sort of binges, I guess. Binging content, binging, traveling, and, you know, since things opened up a bit, I just had all this pent-up energy to go and do, and then, you know, I also have these, like, sort of negative, not negative in the sense of bad, but just sort of, like, polar. What's the opposite of a binge? Dearth, you know? Dearth, like fasting or using, you know, not buying, you know, like no buys until I'm finished with all the soap I bought or all the vitamins I bought or even all the food I bought, and then going on a fast once the food runs out for, you know, 5 days more. And, you know, I think I've lost some weight and then I gained some back, and but I'm still feeling good. And as far as my, like, art project, I think I've basically come up with another book and I'm ready to make it. And, you know, I saw this video called Liminal. It's like liminal spaces in film. And, you know, this, like, these YouTube binges I go on, like, I get a lot out of them, you know? At first I felt guilty because I felt that I was, you know, wasting time. But really, like, if you think of, like, time wasting is anything that when you're not making money, then it's kind of like, well, what's the money for? You know, but there is something to money stacking bills, as they say, as far as giving you a sense of accomplishment or a sense of even security, even emotional security. So I wouldn't deny that, but time is not wasted when it's spent in a flow state learning or just exploring just different perspectives or even concepts. And liminal space is something that has come to me where I want to make a book of, you know, photos I've taken over, you know, last 5 years, but mostly last 2 years, where, you know, they have themes or synchronicities, really simple, and then not explain it away. Just like create this book of photos that don't have words and create a liminal space that can be visited, that maybe even bridges some sort of connection, astral, almost astral travel, or some sort of like such a subtle breakthrough or such a subtle door or bridge between me and the person, or the person and their environment, or the person and you know, the sky or this full ground or whatever, the earth, or just some sort of like liminal space, I think to me it's like almost just classy, you know. It's just classy to minimal explaining, you know, like a really classy speech would be something with props and not too much talking, or not too much over explaining, or no slides with a bunch of words on them. Just like really, you know, like what's his name, Simon Sinek, did that speech where he just had this simple idea and he just like drew three circles and he was like, all right, this is my idea, you know, and that was it. That was his TED talk or whatever. And I feel like, you know, not over preparing, not over explaining, you know, just creating a space. I guess it seems sophisticated or luxurious to present things in such a simple way, because, you know, we associate that with leisure. Time is for people with leisure time, or time to think is something for people with the means to create a space. But also it seems that it's a spiritual space that can be opened up as well, no matter our circumstances, or even despite our circumstances, just to open up a small window and feel the breeze of life, you know. But there is a little melancholy, bittersweetness, a sort of lethargia or a boredom, maybe kind of like anticipating, trying to enjoy this sort of emptiness, empty feeling in the meantime. And why is it meantime? Why not now? Why not do it now, that thing, those things I want to do? Because it's not the time, you know. It's like I planned this emptiness, this empty period. You know, Picasso had a blue period, and you know, people have empty periods. Harper Lee wrote a book and then she lived the rest of her life and didn't feel the need to write another book. You know, it's like I sounded like Obama just then. I was thinking about Obama. Just empty periods, and can we enjoy those too? Or is life an empty period? You know, our entire lifetimes empty periods. And what do we fill them with, and why? You know, and from the outside looking in, no one else is having an empty period. because we don't document our empty periods. We document our activities, our energies at play, at work, in flow. But emptiness can be flow. We just don't think to document it. And that's what this book is. Liminal space. In between. Unexplained. More so than the last book, Tao of Dog, which is available on Apple Books. It's... that was with quotes from the Tao and photos, and I looked at it recently and it's very beautiful. It's more beautiful than I remember. It inspired me more than I would think, having made it and viewed it multiple times. So that felt good, and it kind of urged me on to effortlessly, in a way, sort of just throw together this next thing that took forever in a day, you know, but just forever it took to make it, but then a day to throw it together again, and to really just like wrap it up. And I like that contrast of just years and all the places I've gone, and then, you know, basically making a photo album and it being so simple as to almost be boring, but then it breaks through into just gorgeous, sublime, you know, which is sophisticated because ultimately our brains are just vibe, you know, we just get vibes. We're not computers, you know. And I think that's why I get really incensed about education and the role of teaching and the skill of teaching, because I just feel like I'm on crazy pills, you know. It's like, does no one get that we're doing it the exact opposite way? You know, we're treating kids like computers, and in a way, they are computers at that age before 25, when neuroplasticity declines dramatically. But we're like trying to give them it all while their minds are young, but teaching them to think, or teaching them to question, critical thinking, or creativity, just inspiring different thoughts and vibes, you know, is to me everything. And then, you know, sure, math and sure, language, but, you know, liberal arts, philosophy, or just experiences, you know, like going to a museum or going on a trip, that's all good. But, you know, more games, more activities, more time to socialize, more time spent, you know, time spent at play. And after, you know, the older I get, the more play I want. I want this empty space. I want this time off. I want this making books that don't make money and it's okay. You know, like not labeling things a failure or a success, or labeling myself a teacher or a student or a, you know, artist or anything, or gay. You know, like opening up to be like, whoa, like I'm attracted to women right now, or oh, I'm, you know, I'm giving my boyfriend a haircut, you know, or now I'm appreciating the home decor of my apartment, or I just turned off the air conditioning. I haven't turned it on this summer. I've just been under the fan and just sort of acclimating myself. And then I've been taking cold showers. So I like this experimentation, this space where I can you know, I've had to carve out, actively do things to carve out this space. And from my job choices to my life choices, to create this lab, if you will, of my life, where I'm trying different stuff still, you know. I'm not set in my ways, but maybe I am, you know, in most ways, I don't know. But I'm trying new things and, you know, new foods. And like for lunch today, I just made like a salad from the stuff. I don't have any vegetables in my fridge because I ate them all last night. It's like a midnight snack because I just was hungry, I guess. But so I just used like condiments for salad to make a salad. Like it was like a bunch of nori, like seaweed, and then like Kalamata olives, nutritional yeast, pumpkin seeds, mixed nuts, you know, like soy sauce, avocado. And, you know, it's high fat, so I'm just, like, trying that. It's like, you know, those are all things that are, you know, it's got a lot of nutritional value. And, you know, when I look in the mirror, I feel like I've gained weight since last week, but it's also beautiful, you know, to see just my own voluptuous nipples, you know, forgive me, but it's just, you know, the empty space, the void, it's relaxing into it, like, the cold shower, this time, maybe not, you know, this time, let's try it, and then we'll do some hot at the end, or, you know, like, my table in the kitchen, like, I had a dream that it was empty and it was such a relief, but I still haven't cleaned it off. You know, it's just, it's still full of my, you know, like a magician's table with all the implements to, you know, make my little weird salads or my beverages, my green juice. It's like green mineral powder, chocolate flavored, that I put in almond milk. Very nutritious, I think, and, you know, trying new vitamins like choline and CHOLINE, and, you know, zinc and vitamin D3 at night, probiotics, prebiotic fiber I tried for a while, magnesium, berberine, yeah, and, you know, I think in neem and turmeric, I'm continuing that. But, you know, I let go of the turmeric, I think. And then I'm, like, gonna buy this plane ticket to Thailand, I think. And I'm nervous. I'm nervous because I don't know. I've imagined my next life, maybe just after I'm done with this job, like going to Thailand, and, you know, I think it'll help me to envision that future, or to envision something else if it doesn't feel right. So it's an experiment and an adventure. I guess I'm nervous because I'm disappointed if I can't make it happen. Just financially and just to get beyond all of the small little things like printing out the application for the vaccine passport and, you know, sending the thing for the thing and, you know, getting there and having to quarantine, but I didn't do it in time and I don't have the money to, like, get the, you know, limousine from Tokyo Airport, whatever, you know, just like, but I'll figure it out. I can do that. That's why I get nervous, though. It's just so many unknowns. And I haven't traveled in 3 years. Except to just, like, day trips and weekend trips to places in Japan. And I've never been anywhere else in Asia but Japan. And that was sort of brought to the forefront when I was asked, you know, to make a list for a class, you know, and the students asked me questions about different countries, and, you know, they said, how many countries have you been to? And I was like, more than 10. And it turned out I was right. It was 11. And, you know, they were all in Latin America, and they were all, you know, travel I did basically in college. And since then, it's been Italy or Japan, you know. Which are great places. There's beautiful, amazing places. And, but, you know, I do feel this sense of adventure and desire to go to Thailand, to go to, India, and to go to Peru. And to, maybe even go to Spain. Because I want to be excited about my life, you know. And this is a very, like, it's a time when I can experiment and feel the safety of home. Because I do have a home here now. I made this into a home for myself. But also, you know, spending the next 2 years growing my skills so I can make money on the road and really just sort of paring down my possessions. Like, I had this huge collection, well, not huge, but, like, you know, 33 to 40 postcards that I just, you know, purchased at different museums, and I just sent all of them, you know. And then I bought 4 more at this one exhibition. And I already prepared them. I just need to, like, send them. So not, like, keeping stuff for some other day. Like, just using it. And then maybe not buying that again. You know, maybe I'm done with postcards for a while. Maybe I'm done with just all these vitamin supplements for a while. Maybe I don't need this sort of, like, Lush face soap, enzymic face soap made of bamboo and the, like, honey soaps or whatever. Maybe I will, you know. Sort of working on these, like, dollar store plants I bought years ago and making sure they're watered, and these cacti, and just sort of taking care, you know. Like, that's the thing with teaching and living. It's just like taking care, like, chop wood, carry water, but also, like, care about people, give them compliments, water your plants, you know, sort of edit, prune your possessions, prune your wardrobe, even prune, like, goals. Just like, hey, you know, like, do I really need to go to India in the next 5 years? Well, no, not really. Like, it'd probably be just fine if I went to just one or two different places and then go to India later if I still feel like it. And, you know, I'm also scanning my possessions. I'm like, okay, that the next person who lives here, they could enjoy that. That's good for someone who lives in Japan in this apartment, like, that can use that. That map of the prefecture, that, you know, comic book, that workbook to learn Japanese, that, you know, I can leave that behind. You know, making collages out of the stickers on the postcards and sending them, using all the stamps on those postcards, not collecting stamps. I'm not in the mode of collection. But also just like focusing on my health, and I think that involves cutting out sugar and bread. And I kind of had a binge the other night on like konbini bread. It wasn't even good. But I was hungry, and I drank some alcohol, and I got a gout attack after I fasted for 5 days. I went on vacation, I drank a bunch of gin, like lime gin, and then like gimlets, and then I could barely walk for a day, and I got kind of depressed, and I was like, God, it's like my body is punishing me for. And then, you know, I learned about it, gout, and there's a lot of things that go into gout, like fasting can cause gout. A lot of coffee, beans, which I've been eating edamame like insane. So, you know, and I've been eating a bunch of like coconut shavings and freeze-dried berries and frozen berries. And I came up with this cookbook idea, another cookbook. It's funny, I didn't even remember that I'd already made. This is like my second cookbook and my second photography book of the same type. That's kind of cool. I like that, actually. So I really just have 4 books. 2 of them are published on Apple Books, and then 2 of them are coming, and they're of the same type. It's, you know, the main work, I guess, as an artist is that. And I just realized that this book could include some of my other work series. That could be cool. Cool. That's good to realize. So yeah, today I'm gonna do laundry. It's actually cooler outside than it is in my apartment, because I don't have air conditioning and the airflow is, you know, not maximum, because I just really don't want to let bugs in, you know? Which always happens a little bit when I leave the big door open, not the window, but the big door open for quite a while. But yeah, I'm gonna do laundry. I'm gonna transfer some money. This door just opened. It's so symbolic and gorge. I love that. Yeah, so gonna eat some vegetables while my laundry's working. Maybe I'll watch or I'll listen to Corless, Korless, the new Daisy remix, whatever. And then the new Christine and the Queens song I really like. Those are the 2 songs I'm like back and forth on. And then I'm going to maybe listen to a podcast, but maybe not. It's just a little much. Sometimes it's funny and I just laugh. Nothing makes me laugh like just like funny podcast, I guess, but like Red Scare. But yeah, I feel pretty good. It's bittersweet, but it's also like kind of exciting and fun. And I harvested my dried out, almost dead cilantro plant, which had flowered, and put it with my sage stick, and I'll burn some sage and clean my apartment and just transfer some money. Hopefully I can buy a ticket to Thailand and just try to appreciate this, you know. I mean, I have a really cool life and amazing people in my life and my friends and family, and just love life and just have some respect. I'm talking to myself, you know, so have some gratitude, have some respect for this that you get, you know, because it took generations to get to this level of freedom, and it took a lot of personal struggles and personal realization, and it also came naturally to me because the work had already been done before I was born, or before I came here, or before I ended up here in this moment. All those moments add up to this, and that's beautiful. And you know, that was sort of my big spiritual realization, I guess, was that I have it so amazingly good. You know, I knew that as a kid. I knew that. You know, the world wants you to think you're in lack because it makes you act out and buy things and stimulate the economy and try to grow, and growth is part of our economic society. But there's also, you know, there's a time for growth and there's a time for fasting or lack or empty, and appreciating both, the merits of both. Appreciating all of it together, mixed together, you know, and just I guess that was the spiritual realization, was that I don't have to be afraid because I've already arrived. I should be grateful because I already have everything I ever wanted. And I don't have to work against myself. I don't have to change to thrive. I can be and thrive. I can, you know, I'm enough. And we're enough. So there's nothing to fear, and we can coast down the river and enjoy the sunset and hear the birds chirping and hear the leaves rustling and appreciate laundry day. Love you. Bye. Blake's basement. Blake's basement.